Happy to be out this evening.
Amen.
Just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we've got a wonderful opportunity, Lord, that you've given us to come. Lord, how grateful we are. And Lord, we just ask this evening, Lord, that you would visit each one of us, Lord, in a special way. And Lord, may each one of us yield ourselves to you for service. Clear our minds and our hearts of anything, Lord, that would stand between us and you. And Lord, may we truly realize that you're here with us. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon the speaker this evening, Lord, as he brings thy word, make it easy for him. May he fill the pool of the people, Lord. And most of all, Lord, give us eyesight that we may see and understand what you've got for us in this day. And Lord, we just ask all these things in the blessed, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask all these things. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Ask Brother Josh to lead us in song.
Amen. Happy be out. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to page 68. In our only belief. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I all I have needed, thy hands that flow by it. Faithfulness, more. Amen. Is that how you feel?
Amen.
He's been so good to us. Amen. Let's turn to page 589, I think it is. Yes. I can't even walk. Amen. I feel like that more and more every day. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys. Amen. Always there when you need it. Amen. Amen. Life is easy when you're up on need you, oh God. Amen. You're just a whisper away. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're so grateful this night. Lord, just bless us, Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, oh, He'll make them right. And the God of God, He is so good. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Brother Kevin, would you like to come up and take up the offering tonight, please? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we just love You and appreciate You so much tonight.
Amen.
Lord, thank You that You loved us. Lord, that truly tonight we feel Your presence.
Yes.
Lord, how we just love and appreciate You so much. For even in the good times, Lord, it's even in the bad times, Lord, You're not leaving our side.
Amen.
Lord, You're helping us through all of our tests and trials and to be that overcomer, Lord, in this hour. We just love and appreciate You so much for what You're doing for us in this hour. Pray, Lord, that You just bless this offering, Lord, use it for the upbuilding of Thy kingdom. Bless those that can give and those that can't. Just have Your way in the remainder of the service, we ask in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. I know the master of the wind. Amen. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Amen. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know the master of the wind. Hallelujah.
I know the maker
Thank you, Lord.
Of the rain.
Glory.
He can calm the storm,
Thank you,
Lord. Make the sunshine again.
I know the master of the wind.
Yes, dear
God.
I
just ask You to bless each and every one here tonight. Lord, I know we all got needs. Lord, we got needs every day, Lord, because we're human. Lord, we stand up here tonight, Lord, and we're so thankful, Lord, for what You've done for us. Lord, if You didn't do nothing else for me, Lord, I know I'd be thankful. Lord, just appreciation in my heart, what You've done for me and where You're taking me, what You brought me out of. Lord, just the little things, Lord, every day that we need that You come through and provide. Lord, our spiritual needs, Lord, You know when we need it, all these things, oh God. Lord, we stand here tonight, Lord, and we ask You to bless each and every one that had a need upon their heart. Lord, You know more about it than we ever will, Lord, and You know what we need. Lord, we just ask You to take it in Your hands now, and Lord, just let Your perfect will be done. Lord, let it all come out for Your glory and Your honor. And Lord, we just give You all the praise and glory, Lord. Lord, if we haven't praised You enough, Lord, like we should have, Lord, forgive us. Lord, because You've done more for us, Lord, than we can even fathom, Lord. Maybe things we didn't even know was around the bend or up ahead, You've taken care of us for us. Lord, that's what I've come to realize, Lord, and we'll be all right. Lord, we just ask You to bless the remainder of this service. Let Your perfect will be done. Lord, the word that comes forth, Lord, let it come into our hearts. Lord, because we truly need it. We need
Amen.
To grow. Lord, let us grow every day, Lord, till we reach that height, Lord, You want us to be. Lord, we just ask these precious things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen. You all may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a song in their heart tonight at all? Let them. Amen.
Bear with me, it's been a long time, I don't know, amen. There's many people all over the world today that praise to gods of wood and stone. And how it makes my heart rejoice to know when I pray. No, their God will never hear their prayer, but mine is just a whisper away. And all I have to do is call His precious name. And there's people in the message today that has never seen their God. They have no fear on them. They trod where angels fear to walk. But I thank God He opened my eyes. The veil's been rent in two. And when the word is being brought forth, I can see Him in plain view. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every step I trod. How great it is serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear and knows just how I feel. How great it is to serve a living God, who and every step I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear and knows just how I feel. Who my every tear and knows just how I feel. How great it is.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may all stand if you'd like. Amen. Ain't that true? How great it is. Amen. Just think of all the tests and trials you go through every day that you don't have to, because you know He's right there with you. It's not a test and trial if you know God's with you. Amen. He knows you're going to, He's going to take care of it. You just got to give me grace to go through it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's sing that little song, I Love Him, as our pastor comes forward. Amen.
I love you. I love you because He first loved me.
us reverently bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you again for how, Lord, you've always kept your word. Where two or three are gathered in your name, in their midst you would be. So good to know you, Lord. So good to know you in the power and in the resurrection and in life. As we have gathered here again tonight now, we have gathered here, Lord, because we love you. And Lord, because you placed that love in our hearts. And we come here, Lord, to learn more about you. More of what you want and what your desire is and what you long for people to have. We just ask, Lord, help us to be yielded and be as the scripture speaks of, a people of a broken and contrite spirit. Lord, that you could have your way in our lives. Bless us now. Speak to our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
Through the word of God.
Amen.
Your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 I love him.
Amen.
Let's sing that little chorus again. I love him. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
I love him. I love him because he first loved me. Sweet. My Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles, if you would like to turn with me, to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Hebrews 11. And let's read here, beginning the 23rd verse. Amen. God is so good. By faith, Moses, when he was born, 23rd verse, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had this respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. I feel so humbled to read his word.
Amen.
And by faith, Amen. Understand. Thank God for His mercy and His grace. Knowing again that He is with us tonight, and many things to say of this subject, I should say. That won't hold you too long this evening, but I want to again stir your pure minds through the way of remembrance.
Amen.
What God has given you already in the past. But we find here Moses knowing how his, as a child, a baby was born, and all the children were to be killed. And here God dealt with Moses' mother what to do. And they put him in a basket and sent him down the river. And then Pharaoh's daughter had seen the child in a basket. And of course, God made it possible that that child struck a little note in that young lady's heart. And she kept that child and raised it. And God had a purpose for Moses to be raised like this. And of course, when he come to years, he, all his life and past had already been given the best that there was. And he was, had everything at his fingertips. The nicest things, material-wise, he couldn't have had it any better. It was a very part of the King Pharaoh's family. And whatever Moses wanted, the king gave it to him. And so this setting was put together for a purpose, as I said. And it came to this time, as the scripture says, he come to years. He refused this life of ease. Because that's what he was given up when he gave up his life of being called Pharaoh's daughter's son, child. He gave up a lot of soft living, a life of ease, and choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Again, pay attention to what we read and what he's going to say here in a moment. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. In other words, I looked it up and it says to turn the eyes away from other things and fix them on some one thing. He had the respect of the recompense of reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt. By faith, something was revealed to him. Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. I'd like to just approach something a little different way this evening, that again, we know the presence of God is here. And he's here with us. And again, as we read what the prophet said, what he was talking of, the scripture, where two or three are gathered in his name, in their midst he would be. And there he is. He's here tonight with us. Again, as he promised he would be. And I wonder if we really are appreciative of it, are really thankful that he's here. Oh, as far as to look at it in the way of flesh, why, this kind of a service wouldn't even be appetizing to the modern so-called believers. It wouldn't be no appetizing way to it at all. It wouldn't be exciting. What would be more exciting is a human being beating on an instrument until it hurts your ears. Till it gets everybody's feet tapping and beating and hammering and screaming and shouting. And nothing wrong with screaming and shouting. But as we said today, as the prophet said, don't scream no further than you jump. Don't shout no further than you jump. But give a life. See? So we find that's what's more appetizing to people. Something emotional. Friends, I'm going to tell you what. When the presence of God is with me, there's nothing more emotional. There's nothing more melting of the heart and soothing. A life of peace and joy. It's just sometimes overwhelming. And that's what causes us to cry and show our appreciation to Him. Because He is so real. And He is so alive to us. And I like serving that God. As a brother sang the song, oh, I don't need a God of wood or stone. I want the God I've got. Hallelujah. The living God. The God that I know that is here. And it is present. Everywhere I go. That's the God I want to serve. Because He is the great I am. The truth and the light. He is the way. Oh, and how we ought to love Him more and more as each day goes by. But we realize that this living God is here tonight again. And as Moses, by faith, he endured seeing Him who was invisible. Now, we spoke about today, mentioned about what if the Lord Jesus Christ was standing here beside me tonight in a physical form, which you know He won't. It isn't time for that yet. But I said, if it were possible, and if it would be His will. In other words, if it was in His word to do so. But it is not at this time to be here in a physical form. In the form of, as a son, Jesus Christ. A flesh. But He is here in spirit form. The invisible God. And what makes this invisible God so real and so alive? We just want to take and examine a few of those things, and I want you to think about it this evening. To just reassure your heart again that He's here. I know He's here.
Amen.
Amen. But again, I want you to keep in mind again, too, where we read the Scripture or read what the prophet said, and he was speaking about the Scripture, that where two or three are gathered in His name. And I've gathered here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who else is gathered here tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, there's more than three, isn't there? More than two. So God promised us where two or three are gathered in His name, in their midst He would be. And again, I know God doesn't lie. The Scripture tells us God doesn't lie. God doesn't change. So He didn't change His mind. And by faith, we believe that He is. So He is here tonight. You see? All right. So I want to read here in the little message, Go Wake Jesus, paragraph 202 and 203, November 30th, 1963. Well, you see, it's always been a puzzle to me. If really the truth is, does He still live? Does He still live? I can say that with my mouth, and I can agree with, I know that He lives. One thing about it, Him in you will let you know that He lives. You see? The same as with Moses. He knew that God lived. And he endured through faith of knowing that he was serving the invisible God. He knew that. It was made real to him. And later in his life, it continued to be made more real in his life. The same it will for us. As time goes on and before the Lord should tarry, it'll continue to get greater and greater in our hearts that we know for sure that He is alive. For He is longing to prove that He is alive. And He wants you to know that He is. So that you can depend on Him being in your presence. Wherever you are at, you'll know that He's here in your life. He says, certainly He lives. What's this you bumping into all the time? What's that condemns you when you're wrong? Huh? What's that it makes you believe? What made you feel what you feel tonight? What made our brother as he was singing these songs and worshiping the Lord and something on the side begins to bubble and... What makes you, when you're singing those songs and your heart's dumping out into Him, into His arms, oh my, and your heartstrings are just melting, and the love and appreciation back to Him? Do you know He lives? Oh yes, there's many things to know that He lives. We know that He's a real God and the living God by even His Word. Oh, yeah, because every time we hear His Word, we hear God. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see? So as I read these things and read scriptures and so forth, we hear God. We hear God speaking to our hearts. You see? All right? He said, what is that that makes you believe? That's Him. You might not be able to open your eyes and see Him, because He's in spirit form, the invisible God. But He dwells among a visible people, which we are. We're a visible people. But the invisible God dwells among us and in us. But He dwells among a visible people, making Himself visible by His promised word in that people. So it's through election and through predestination that God has made Himself present here tonight. He doesn't gather with just anybody, but He gathers with those He predestinated. Amen. And thank God I know He's here. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, do you understand that now? All right, so here we are. We have an invisible God with us, so I don't have to try to imagine a flesh body standing here. I don't have to wait on a flesh body to be standing here in a form that we would call the Lord Jesus Christ. He's here anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, and may the Holy Ghost speak to your heart tonight. He says, in calling Jesus on the scene, paragraph 128, if we could only realize that He is here with us, the same yesterday, today, and forever, lo, I am with you always, I'll never leave you. Can you believe that? Do you believe it?
Amen.
Everyone in the house, do you believe that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll never leave you. Never forsake you. Glory. I am with you to the end of the world. Oh, hallelujah. 24th chapter. I'll never leave you again, He said. Oh, again, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So it means He's in my presence and I'm in His presence.
Amen.
Is that right? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. I was just looking at the scriptures I had wrote down here concerning it. How can we be sure? By His proven word. Hallelujah. Do you know it's His proven word? He done proved His word by being here tonight. Yeah. His Holy Spirit coming in here and being with us tonight proved His word this morning. Yeah. And proving what He's trying to get across to your heart. His Holy Spirit's here. It is no different than the time when the prophet was here and God was trying to deliver to people that He had sent His prophet on the scene. And He was there with the people. And to vindicate His prophet, He let those prayer lines come forth and begin to vindicate to the people that God's presence was there by telling them exactly what they had wrong with them. Is that right?
Amen.
It is absolutely no different than God leading and guiding and bringing His word forth and then Him vindicating it by His presence being here. To vindicate the very word that He was leading by the Holy Ghost to bring in your heart. He's here. Go on. He says, how can we be sure? By His proven word. He is now waiting for you to call him on the scene to be proved. Oh my. And you know he's waiting on you every time you even come through those doors to prove that he's on the scene when you come through those doors. Huh? All you got to do is call him on the scene. Yeah. If you're really concerned. If you really love him. And you're really wanting him to have his way. So let us go and wake Jesus in our lives. How do you wake Christ? By believing his word. Are you going to believe everything I'm reading out here tonight? I'm just going to read what the prophet said, so don't get excited. I'm going to read what he said. All right? Faith brings him on the scene. That's what brings him on the scene, is faith. Now, if you receive revelation from the word coming this morning, it brings him on the scene. Because it's revealed to you that his presence is here and he is wanting to deal with you personally. Yes. And that faith and revelation in the word brings him on the scene. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord Jesus Christ on the scene all times. Oh, hallelujah. Then call on him to confirm his word. Call on him to confirm his word. You want to know he's here? Call on him to confirm it. You want to know he's with you every day when you walk out there down the street, driving down the road? Call on him to confirm it. Hallelujah. You'll see that he's there. Hallelujah. Oh my. And don't doubt in fear. Don't do that. Just believe him as it's written. And let it be done. And God will prove to you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Christ that was on the scene on the day of Pentecost is the same Christ on the scene today. The same one that stirred their hearts then and stirred them in such a way that they was going down the street a staggering under the Spirit and they thought they were drunk when it was only but the third hour of the day. And it was normal to get drunk late at night. But it was only the third hour of the day, so they thought, what is wrong with these people? They were so under the power of the Holy Spirit, they thought they were drunk. Oh, if God could come on the scene and bring us to that place where people thought we were drunk. Hallelujah. And it'd be the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Glory. We worship an invisible God. Do you realize that? You didn't see him in a physical form tonight, did you? You worshiped an invisible God. Oh, hallelujah. But by faith, he's brought on the scene. Hallelujah. If a man walked on this platform tonight with nail scars in his hands and thorn marks across here, that wouldn't be God. We've had so much of that in the last days. Well, any hypocrite could do that. See, any impersonator, imposter could do that. But the only way you would know Jesus was by his works. And that man would be trying to make himself Jesus, and Jesus would not be seen in that kind of a person, see? He said, and would show great wonders, great signs, but still that isn't it. If the Lord Jesus Christ was standing here in a physical form, in his form, Jesus Christ, in the form of flesh, and was doing mighty signs and wonders, it still wouldn't be him. Say, Brother Steve, you confuse me. Why wouldn't I know that was him? Because it isn't time for that. For as the lightning cometh from the east and shineth to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. But how are we to know then that he is with us? In what form? Not by intellectual conceptions. Don't prove in there, he says, don't prove it in their life, not by saying, I believe, that doesn't do it. So saying, I believe, doesn't do it. It's got to be something happening in you that the Holy Spirit himself, that it's God's vindication. And if you say you got the Holy Spirit, then don't believe every word in here. There is something wrong with the Spirit you've got. The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, and he can't say, I lied there. I didn't mean that. No, not him. He is perfect. Oh, my. Actually, I missed a little something. Let me back up a little bit. I'm trying to get going too quickly here. And Jesus will not be seen in that kind of a body until we see him coming. There would be false Christ in the last days, he said, and would show great wonders and signs. And still, that isn't it. All right, going back down now. Notice, how is he identified? What could he? He says, what could he be? See, if the Bible said, or yeah, he said, if the Bible said in Colossians 1:15, we worship an invisible God. God is invisible. Do you believe that? The congregation back then said, amen. We worship an invisible God. Then this person coming around here with nail prints and smoke and blood and everything else, that wouldn't make him God. We worship an invisible God. Amen. He has always been invisible until he identified himself in Jesus Christ. Is that right? All right. Amen. Now the invisible God identifies himself in you. Now this invisible God identifies himself. You are his temple. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The scripture says so. And it does, doesn't it?
Amen.
Absolutely. The pillar of fire that Moses saw was not the invisible God. The pillar of fire was the Shekinah glory that represented the invisible God was at hand. When John the Baptist, and when John baptized Jesus, the Son of God, God, the invisible God, come down in the form of a light, shaped like a dove, sailing down through the air, the invisible God identified in the Shekinah glory. The same invisible God identified himself in a pillar of fire, a Shekinah glory, when they dedicated the temple at Solomon's time. It come in and went. The pillar of fire went in behind the curtains upon the holiest of holies. The Shekinah glory was identified. Now when Paul was on his road down to Damascus, the invisible Jesus Christ identified himself to Paul. In the form of the Shekinah glory. A light that put out the sinner's eyes. Oh my, what a light. That same Shekinah glory is here tonight. Yes. Where two or three are gathered in my name, in their midst I will be. Hallelujah. But as the prophet said, I read this morning, the people failed to recognize the presence of the great I Am. The God that created all things. He says, the same yesterday, what he done yesterday, today, and forever, representing an invisible God. Amen. God confirming his words. Oh my, I believe God is confirming his words.
Amen.
Yes. I'm going to tell you, if the Lord Jesus Christ comes soon, which it could be very soon, maybe we ought to start recognizing and start realizing what the presence of God is. Because what we are here is what we'd be there. And I want to make sure, when
When I get there, I'll recognize the presence of God. Confirming his words with the same signs that he promised to be done. The same signs that he promised to be done. Now, whether you realize it or not, do you know Ephesians 4 has to be fulfilled? The same as any rest of the word would ever have to be fulfilled? So there has to be people somewhere over the earth. A place here, a place there, a place off somewhere else that must confirm that God is speaking to the people through his servants, and they are coming to the fullness of the stature of Christ and the unity of the faith. That word has to be confirmed. It has to be confirmed. Somebody has to do it. Yeah. It has to be done. And God's presence will be there to confirm it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I invite him in. I invite him in into his fullness. Lord, come and dwell with us. You're welcome, Lord.
Amen.
Make yourself known.
Amen.
For where you are, I want to be, Lord. Study the scriptures, friends. You understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, but now I see. Paragraph 99. Now we wonder if we could see God. Just going through some different things to be able to know how to see God. This invisible God. Now we wonder if we could see God. Is there a way that we could see him? Now, this was November 27th, 1965. Okay? So don't think it's something before the seals. This is something even after the seals. We wonder if we could see God. Is there a way that we could see? Now, it was the only way God had trying Job out. He said, I have heard of thee with the hearing of the ear, but now I see thee. But now I see thee with my eyes. Wow. See God? The vision of the invisible had been made plain. He seen the cloud rolling around. He heard the flashing of the lightning, or saw it. And seen the roaring of thunder. Maybe on a clear day, he seen God was in that cloud and in that lightning. He could see God with his natural eye because the invisible was made visible. The visible vision of others was then vindicated, clear to the natural eye. What if they see us? What if you see Christ in your brother? Turn his life completely around. And he's being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Who do you think's doing that? Jesus Christ himself. You have seen the things that God does. And how he does things. You know, we could read the scripture, if you want to turn with me, to Colossians. Let's read a very familiar scripture. And I mention it many, many times, but just think about it. Colossians 1, and let's read here the 16th, 17th verse. For by him were all things created. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him, all things consist. So when we look around, can we see God? Can we see God when we look at what he's created? Knowing that no way, other way, shape, or form could it come to pass. But you've seen God because of his works was. In his creation. You know it's God. I look at them beautiful trees out there, and they're in the fullness of greenery now. And it's so beautiful. I see the rolling hills. I see the gentle brook. Hear the birds softly singing. I know God made that. Yes. And that same God is still alive. Because he's still keeping it all going. Yeah. He's keeping the stars hanging where they are. He's keeping the moon where it hangs. The sun that man will never figure out how it keeps from burning out and emptying all of its fuel. But until God's done, it will burn. As hot as it's burning and the consuming of fuel that's being consumed, God keeps it burning. Yeah. And the simple life of a blade of grass, oh, God made. The little a seed of a mustard. The mustard seed itself, it's so tiny, but yet within it packs life. Mm-hmm. And you can't see anything move. I don't care how many times you sliced it, you still will never see nothing move. But there's an invisible life in that seed. And God, when he sent us here upon this earth, he put an invisible life within us. Praise God, one day it come to life. Amen. And was made visible. That all could see. And he would declare to this generation that he is alive. Amen. That he is living. Because he placed himself in you. And now he declares to this nation, his people, that he is alive. And you can even see this living God today. The very living God brought us here into this building today. And the living God that brought us into this building today is here with us alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because again, he promised, where two or three are gathered in my name, in her midst I would be. Oh, saints, what a blessed people we shall be and are, but shall even be greater as time goes on. A more blessed people.
Amen.
If we only have eyes to wake up and see. I think of this little song. I have it marked out here. Thinking about what the prophet said about this of Job and so forth. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. Is that how you are? Are you just, is it awesome to you to see the greatness of God and his creation and all that he does and all that he does in our lives? What he has turned us from to where we are now. Oh my. Consider all the worlds thine hands have made. I see the stars. How many of you, when you see the stars, you think about the great hand of God?
Amen.
I don't know how you could keep from it. You say, oh, it's just a star. It's just this. It's just a tree, Brother Steve. Yeah, it's a tree. But I can't help but to think about the one that created that tree. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. We heard the thunder today. Just think, if God wouldn't have made it, it wouldn't have been there. Thy power throughout the universe is displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing gently and sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. How great thou art. And to know this God, as great as He is, chose in His mind, before there was a world ever formed, to live in you. Talk about great. And this great God promised He would never leave you nor forsake you. For where you go, He is with you.
Amen.
And greater is He that is in you than He that's in all the world. Yeah. Think about it. He says here, Romans 1, 20th to 22nd verse. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Do you understand it by the things that are made? That invisible God's right there. Hallelujah. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Don't do that, saints. That when you know God, you make sure you glorify Him as God. And this kind of worship people's into today is not glorifying God. God has a special worship for a special people. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Are you thankful? Every time you walk through that door, and knowing you can come into the presence of Jehovah, are you thankful? And neither were they thankful, but became vain and their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise. Oh, how I see a picture of so many thousands of so-called believers today. Professing themselves to be wise. They've got so much word. And they think they know so much. But they have become fools. God help us not to become fools. But we are blessed with the presence of God. It's not a big place. Nothing fancy. No big fancy church to draw people's attention to. No steeple hanging on the front. Not flowers hanging everywhere. Not the best music equipment. Not the best sound system. But I want this one thing. The best God that there is.
Amen.
My Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want His presence here with me. Everywhere I go. That's worth more than all the silver and gold.
Amen.
And all the material things in life. For Moses endured in seeing Him who was invisible. Can we endure with all the cares of life? Troubles in life that pulls and draws and tries to snag us? tries to destroy us as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour? Can we endure in seeing him who is invisible? Amen. Just look around. You'll see him. He's here tonight. Amen. He's here. Why don't you sisters come to the instruments? Got a lot more on that, but let's leave it for tonight. He is here. Listen, hallelujah. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here. Again, Brother Gens will come dismiss us. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name.
Messages today. Lord, realizing that everywhere we go, we take you with us, and to live in that presence.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, I pray you'll make that more alive in each and every one of our hearts.
Oh,
at every moment of the day, Lord.
Yes,
are we recognizing you're right there?
Yes,
what we look at, the way we talk,
oh,
the way
yes,
we act, the places we go. Lord, you're right there.
Yes, amen.
If we can just get that revelation, Lord.
Oh, God.
We don't need to see a physical body there. What we need to realize, Lord, is you're there in spirit form with
yes,
us.
Yes, amen.
How, Lord, I know it would change a lot of things that we do.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we have a rapture that you're getting us ready for.
Yes,
and as
hallelujah.
Our brother said, what we're here
oh,
is what
God.
We would be there.
Oh,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Would we recognize your presence there?
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Lord Jesus, I just pray, Lord, just let this burn with each and every one of our hearts.
Yes.
Lord, as we go forth this week, Lord, if you should tarry, Lord, may there be a desire burning in our hearts to, Lord, keep you always before us.
Hallelujah.
That our minds would be upon you, Lord, not the cares of life, not letting Satan come along and distract us. And, oh, God, just thinking of your holy word that you have already given us.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
How we just love you so much.
Oh, God.
Just don't have the words, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh,
Lord, seeing that some of the tests and trials we're going through are never going to leave us.
Amen. Praise God.
You're right there. And we just lean up on you. Or as you tried, Job. Lord, you're trying your little luck today. Sometimes through those tests and trials, Lord, it shows our places that need to be.
Yes.
Lord, that word applied. Lord, to be still room for overcoming. But Lord, can we humble ourselves and say, Lord,
hallelujah.
Take everything out of me that's not like your word.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every
all of us, Lord.
Little thing, Lord, as you're getting us ready, and think of them great sculptors, and they're almost done, but there's this little imperfection here, and maybe a little thing here that most people wouldn't have noticed. Well, that great sculptor, he noticed it, and he worked on it.
Yes.
Lord, that's what I feel like, that right before the rapture, Lord. That's what you're doing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That there be no spot, not one blemish, not one wrinkle. Oh, God, that we'd be standing there, Lord, in your image.
Oh, hallelujah.
That you could show us off to the world and prove your word. Lord, may our desire be, Lord, to give our all unto thee. And not hold back.
Oh, grand
Lord, just let you have your way in our lives. Let this word live and manifest. That, Lord, we reach that finish line.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that you just be with us as we travel wherever we go this week.
Grant it, Lord.
We go through our jobs, Lord, may we keep your word before us.
Yes, Lord.
Give us the strength. And Lord, if you should tarry, bring us back Thursday night. Lord, may we come. Truly, Lord, may we come. To worship you in spirit and truth.
Oh, yes.
And to hear the word that you've already prepared for us.
God.
And Lord, truly, before we come in them doors, Lord, have our minds upon thee, Lord, that we're walking into your presence, that you'll be waiting here.
Hallelujah.
That we can receive that you have prepared for us.
Yes.
And just have your way in our lives, Lord. And
grant it, Lord.
We just love you and appreciate you so much.
Praise your holy name.
Give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
For he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother.
I love and appreciate you.